Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And welcome into hour number two on this Rattlesnake Roundup, National Rattlesnake Roundup Day. And hopefully, if you're going to get involved, you do it very carefully. It's on my bucket list. That should be a great time. All right, we're talking about fishing poles this morning, and we're asking our listeners, our audience, and also our field reporters, tell us your favorite fishing rod, your all-time go-to. If you could only have one, which one would it would be? We're hearing from our friend Deb, who has a grocery store chain named after her. Can you guess which one? She says, I had to laugh when you were talking to Daryl Carpenter, since he has a cast on, maybe forever. Broke my wrist back in October. No cast, but therapy for weeks. But I get where Daryl's coming from. Your discount rate saw, though. I don't know. yeah, well, that's a sideline of mine. All right, here's one that says, Don, I really love my Wright and McGill. 7'9". That's a long rod. Bait casting and spinning rods in the moderate power. Yep, I figure that was a bass fisherman. It's big man bassin. And we have this one coming in from Bro James. He says he talked to his son in Virginia. His favorite rod is a Johnny Morris 2.0 7-foot medium heavy. Yep, he's a bass fisherman too. And here's one says my favorite rod is my Lou's Mark Rose spinning rod. The rainbow trout were on fire at the pond in Houma. I caught two of the golden trout. Man, what a fight. That's from Big E and Thibodeau. And he also says when he cleaned them, he filleted them, and they had all those tiny bones. I tell you, fillet is not the best method of preparation for a rainbow trout. That's one of the curses. The meat is really good, but they are bony fish, a lot of small bones, and if you try to fillet them, there's going to be an awful lot of waste. My suggestion is do a recipe where, and I know a lot of people, including me, don't like to eat around fish bones, but when it comes to rainbow trout, I don't have any other solution. Maybe somebody else does, and if they do, please text us. Well, we'd love to hear from you, 504-260-1870. All right, Val is listening to us in Araby. Marshmaster 7-foot medium action spinning with a lifetime warranty. Wish they still made them. I had a Marshmaster rod. I think it was, might have been a 7 or a 6.5. It was very durable, and I liked it, too. You're right. That's a good rod. Here's one says, favorite is a St. Croix 6.6 Premier Light Fast Action, teamed with a Shimano Saros 6-pound mono. That's pretty light. Biggest fish to date was a 41-inch red a few weeks ago. Had to chase him down because he almost spooled me. Total of 10 conventional rods and 6 fly rods. That's Doug. Doug, congratulations. If you had that 6-pound monofilament on and you got that 41-inch red to the boat, congratulations, my friend. That's a pretty good accomplishment. Phil's checking in from Thibodeau. He has 21 rods total, Falcon and Shimano spinning, but his favorite is a custom-made rod that he bought off of a live CCA Facebook auction during the COVID year of 2020. It says made by Rooster Rods, I think from Livingston Parish, 7-foot, medium fast with 11 eyes. Best feel and performance ever. Well, not only did you get a great buy, but you made a donation for a great cause. Yeah, you pick up those rods and reels sometimes at those CCA, either virtual auctions online, or you can go to the banquets and pick up some pretty good deals there. All right, we come back after this. We're going to ask Captain Mike Gallo, our Born on the Bayou guy, what is his favorite rod? Not the one for his customers, but the one that Mike likes to use. What does Mikey like? We'll find out right after this timeout. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, so picture this. You're going out and the weather's great and you're going fishing and you're having fun and you got a full ice chest full of fish and you're ready to head back to the dock, and guess what? You got problems. Engine might not start. Maybe you ran out of gas. Could be an electrical problem. What are you going to do? Who are you going to call? Well, I'll tell you who you call. You call CETO, especially if you have one of those CETO policies where for $199 a year, you will get unlimited towbacks to the dock. It's like having AAA on the water. It's peace of mind for you and your loved ones, and you can get signed up or sign someone up real quick. It's a great gift to give, by the way. Call Captain Chris, 504-301-4545, or one simple click to CETO.com. Captain Mike Gallo joins us now, born on the Bayou Guy, AA of LA.com. Mike, I'm going to ask you the same way I asked some of the other professional guides. If you are out just fishing for Mike Gallo and not worried about some bozo grabbing your favorite rod and reel and ruining it, what would be the one you would take to maybe do a little bit of a scouting mission? I know you do some fish scouting before trips sometime. What's your one favorite rod? And I know there's different applications for, you know, if you're throwing a cork, if you're throwing certain top waters, or you're fishing bottom rigged, or you're looking for something with a real soft tip for a light bite. But all in all, what would be your number one go-to rod?
Well, Don, I really like the Fenwick rods, and they have a couple of different models that I prefer. There's one called a World Class, and there's another one called a Technica. And both of those are very good rods, fairly light, very sensitive, in the 6.6 to 7-foot range. And those have become my favorite, I guess, over the last 5 years.
And what is the action on that? Is that like a medium or medium light action?
I actually prefer medium heavy. Mm-hmm. I use medium heavy pretty much all the time.
And what else? What is it about that Fenwick you like? Is it the weight, the balance, the feel?
Well, you know, all of those things. You like the weight of it. If you're going to be fishing the bridges where it's a possibility you make 1,000 casts, you want a rod that's somewhat light so you don't fatigue. Of course, you want good sensitivity. And the reason I prefer a medium-heavy rod, I want good backbone in it. In case I'm, say, at the 11 o'clock position on my retrieve, and that's where I happen to get a bite, I really can't set the hook too far back, and I want enough backbone to be able to at least get the hook in the fish. That's my preferred style of fishing right there.
Well, I got somebody texted a little while ago, and they agree with you. Big B says he likes the Fenwick HMG, a medium action. Fenwicks have been around for a long, long time, a very popular name, good quality rod. There's a lot of good rods out there on the market. Well, Mike, let's talk a little bit about fishing. I got a question. The worm wanted me to ask you, wants to know if the water's still low and dirty in Miller's Ditch in the intercoastal area.
The water was definitely low yesterday. It started to clear up later in the day, and I would say it's probably still dirty, but by lunchtime today, you should start to clear up. It was relatively calm most of the day yesterday. What happens when that water is low and you have those exposed mud banks, especially Miller's Ditch, which is so close to the intercoastal? When those barges go up and down the intercoastal, they stir the water up. And then we've had rising tides in the evening, so it'll bring that water from the intercoastal right on into Miller's Ditch. There'll be some areas where there's clean water. You just might have to get further away from the intercoastal waterway where there's more grass in the bayous, and that grass sort of acts as a filter and help keep the water clean.
Got it. Mike, you headed out today. Where are you headed?
No fishing for me today. My wife is in a she's riding in a parade, and today is their ball. So I'll get you a picture of me in a tuxedo because it doesn't happen often.
No, I know it doesn't. Yeah, we got to save that one and frame it. Well, if you were going fishing today, given the conditions we got, which is about a southeast wind, looked like about 10 to 15 knots, maybe a little better than a half foot of tide range, been in some low water, as he mentioned and you mentioned, and some dirty water, what would you suggest for somebody trying to get out and catch a few fish today?
I'd fish in the Gohegan's Canal area, and you want to fish parallel to the grass. You'll see the line of grass, and you can fish right parallel to the grass. There'll be redfish in there and bass in there. If you fish late into the day, then I would start casting out towards the middle. There may be some speckled trout that get active. Our water temperatures are right around 51. It's supposed to be a nice sunny day, so I would assume by mid-afternoon we should have water temperatures starting to climb up close to 55. And hopefully that could get the speckled trout a little bit more active. Other than Gohegan's Canal, I would do what I said. I would travel up into some bayous off the intercoastal waterway. Same thing, you want to look for the grass-lined bayous. If I were strictly targeting speckled trout, I would head towards Mr. Go. That's a large body of water, and it stays relatively clean. There'll be some clean areas. You'll just have to find them. And you'll be able to, you know, bounce plastics, you know, the little matrix jigs down on the bottom. And in those areas, you want to concentrate on the ledges where you can fish the drop-offs.
Got it. Mike, anything else before you go?
Well, I would like to talk about our good friend Sam Barbera. If you remember, I sent you a text last week that
correct.
I have decided to auction off April 17th in memory of Sam Barbera. April 17th is Sam's birthday, and I would assume anybody that has listened to your show over the last 20 years has probably heard Sam on your show, either the TV or the radio, on several different occasions. And Sam was a great ambassador for Louisiana Outdoors. And he was a giver. He was always giving his knowledge and helping people be better at fishing. And Sam is no longer with us. And I just decided that I would donate his birthday so the highest bidder can purchase that date. And I will make a donation of the profits to Mission 22. And their slogan is United in the War Against Veteran Suicide. So we can honor our friend Sam's memory, and we can move it forward to a good cause.
And get a heck of a fishing trip with you out of it. Tell people how they can get signed up and participate in the auction.
Very simple. You can go to my website at aaofla.com. We've set up a separate page on my website that says Mission 22. You can click on that, and there'll be all the information. You'll simply put your name and your email address and your bid. And about, I guess, 3 or 4 days before April 17th, we'll see who the highest bidder is, contact them, and set the trip up.
Well, maybe as we get there, we can do some updates on it and let people know what the bids are and that type of thing and get some extra participation. I think it's a great event. You're honoring a really great guy. You know, Sam was a double captain. He was a captain in the military, but he was also a captain in the charter boat business. And Mission 22 is a great cause, so it's a wonderful event. And, you know, Sam was one of the most, you'd say, that adventurous, or he was a real good listener to this program. He never missed a radio show because there would be things that I would question him on about what was said, and he always knew the answer. And he told me, he says, he listened every Saturday morning to you and I, and it was good knowing he was out there, and I really missed the guy, and I know you do too, and so do a lot of other people. So this is a great event, and want to encourage people to participate in Sam's memory.
Yeah, he was helpful. You know, he was always trying to help. I bump into people that tell me they saw Sam on the water and they weren't catching any fish, and he got close to him and threw him a bag of lures. Now, this is what I'm catching them on today. And he just always tried to help, and I knew if he was still here, he'd be trying to help somebody. So I'm going to help Mission 22 through Sam, and we'll just keep it going.
AAofla.com is where you can find out the details. If somebody wants to give you a call and check scheduling, give them that phone number, Mike.
Very simple. That number is 985-781-7811.
And give my best to Queen Jacqueline tonight at the ball.
I sure will.
All right. I want that picture, you in a tuxedo. I want to see it.
I'll get one for you.
All right. Thanks, Mike. We'll talk next week, my friend.
All right. Talk to you then.
There he goes, Captain Mike Gallo, born on the bayou. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk to Brendan Bayard. Guess where he is? He's sitting in a kayak down in Leeville trying to catch 10 fish to win the Minimalist Challenge. Our Paddler's Report is next here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, And it's time for our Paddler's Report with the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club, a presentation of Massey's Outfitters. They've got locations in Mid-City, New Orleans, Baton Rouge, and Covington. They're the big sponsor for this year's Boat on the Bayou in the City Park. That's the New Orleans City Park Fishing Rodeo, March 25th. Got lots of prizes for first through third place bass. And they also sponsor those demo days where you can ride before you buy. Check them out. It's MasseyOutfitters.com. Brendan Bayard is down in Leeville. He's getting ready to participate in today's Minimalist Challenge. How's the situation look down there at the public launch, Brendan?
It's very crowded, Don. There's a lot of parking spots taken. I probably, 10 left. And it's a bunch of kayakers in one place. It's great to be back in Leeville after we've been at different locations for the last few years. But it's on, and there are people paddling around. I'm probably about 1.5 miles into a pretty far clip. The good thing about this tournament is I get to talk to you before I'm fishing because I usually get away from the pack early on.
What were the five lures that everybody's challenged to use?
We got all local lures this year. We got a rattle trap. We got some death grip jig heads. We have four different plastics from various local companies, and a couple of different size weedless hooks. So I think everybody's got something in there that'll catch something, and we're about to get after it.
Do you have any scented baits, any of those scented, or are you allowed to put any spray on it? Because you're fishing for bottom feeders, including that sheephead, and that could be helpful.
Well, there's no scented baits with us this time. You are allowed to use super glue to repair your lures, but that's about it. You can't use any dye dips or scents or anything like that on your lures.
All right, so the goal is the two best slot reds. You can catch up to five trout, a flounder, a sheephead, and a puppy drum. What is your plan of action? What are you going to try to concentrate on first?
I'm trying to knock out some trout. It might be tough with the water low right now, but I'm going to fish into some canals where there's some depth still. Water's supposed to come up a half a foot. We have an east wind, southeast wind that should build the water height a little bit. And so the trout bite actually might be better in the afternoon. So I'm only going to spend a little bit of time for trout early. And then if I find some, great. If I don't, I'm not going to mind pivoting to redfish. I want to catch two big, perfect slot reds. That's really going to make the difference. And then the other fish are kind of luck. Once you fill the bag of trout and reds, then you attack those other ones.
Well, hope you get the trout and the reds early, and then you can work on those off species, too, and get those in. Is this going to be by total inches, or is it going by weight?
This is a weight tournament. So it's a lot easier on all of us where we don't have to sit there and take 5 minutes to take a perfect picture and, have your phone with slime all over the hands. And, man, I'm glad that's over.
Do you think the challenge sold out? Every spot was sold, do you think?
I think we have maybe 10 spots left or so. I don't know what's the reason for that. I think, after this year, it'll probably fill back up next year. It's just last year we had a super cold. I think it was like 25 degrees and probably put a little bit of bad taste in people's mouth when they're fishing. But the weather's great today, and I think it's going to be a lot different of an outcome, and so it'll probably invigorate people for next year.
What time is weigh-in? If somebody's going to be down that way, if they're going to be conventional fishing and they want to just witness the weigh-in and talk to some of the fishermen, what time is that going to be?
It's 3 p.m. down at the public launch right there at the end of the road where the old bridge used to be.
All right. Well, hope you'll be in the winner's circle, and we'll catch up with you next time. Before you go, we've been talking about favorite fishing rods, Brendan, and I know you probably used all kinds of rods for all kinds of applications, but what is your one favorite fishing rod that you've got?
Oof. Oh, man, that's a really tough question. I'm not really super picky except for I like a medium weight, I like a fast tip, and I don't like my guides microscopic small, but I like them small. I like them big enough to be where my uni to uni leader knot flows freely through that. but I don't want it so tight that I could like potentially stop that travel of the lure when I cast or retrieve up. Other than that, just a good quality blank. You know, there's lots of good ones out there, but I'm pretty into that medium weight. And, for redfish, every once in a while, I'll have a medium heavy.
All right. Thanks for the report, and thanks for not stopping pedaling while you're doing it. We can tell. Thanks, Brendan. Good luck to you. We'll talk to you next time, my friend.
All right. Thanks, Don. Bye.
All right, when we talk about live reports on the water, there you go. He's pedaling his way out in the minimalist challenge. All right, we come back after this. I had a tough choice to make, but we found a guy. He's a five-time loser in a fender and a first-time bad boy in the outdoors. His story's next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, looking at our text message board, I got someone going in the woods by the church on the bayou, been feeding a buck close to the house. Want to shout out to Jeremy Patterson at Dixie Ranch and Big Mike on Bayou, or maybe that's Big Mike on Bayou Liberty, shouting out to Jeremy. Not sure what the order is. We've also got George listening to us in Slidell. Hey, Don, since we're talking about fishing rods, I'd be interested to know how many rods fishermen bring with them on a trip. In the old days, it'd be that one that I'd re-rig all day long. Now and for a long time since, I've gotten smarter. It's about five or six. I have no particular favorite. I don't ever bring that many. Rarely would I bring more than two. Usually I have one bait caster, one spinning, maybe one rigged with a cork, one rigged for bottom fishing, and that might change up a little bit. But for the most part, rarely would I bring more than two. Let's see, we got some more coming in. Oh, there was a question from Big E about a fishing bait. Have you ever heard of the Meps Aguila spinner baits? Yes, I have, and those are really good, especially for those rainbows you've been fishing. He says the rainbows slammed them. Do you think speckled trout would bite them? That's Big E. Yeah, I think they definitely would, but I don't think they're a durable enough lure for speckled trout. Speckled trout would tear it up. You get into a school of speck, and they would swallow it, and it might end up losing it. I think it's more of a freshwater design bait, specifically for those rainbow trout, probably one of the best baits for those. All right, we're going to pause a quick 10 seconds, and when we come back, we're going to talk about our five-time loser. He's a bad boy of the outdoors from Port Sulphur, Louisiana. His story is next, right after we let our local stations tell you who they are and where they are along The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. Well, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery agents Shay Schecksnyder and Lieutenant Adam Young were on patrol near Port Sulphur when they observed Jeremiah Phillips taking oysters from an area that the Louisiana Department of Health had designated as polluted. In addition to second offense of fishing under a license revocation for unpaid civil restitution, intentional concealment of fish, and fishing without basic and saltwater license, Phillips was also cited for the fifth offense for taking oysters from a polluted area, which earned him a spot in the Plaquemines Parish Jail and forfeiture of the boat he was using. Facing fines of $3,750, 120 days jail time, plus a 10-year revocation of his oyster license, and then only when he's fishing from a boat equipped with a monitoring system, plus 12 hours of trash truck or other type of community service, is Jeremiah Phillips, who is now 42 and will not be oyster fishing again till he's 52. From Port Sulphur, Louisiana, our bad boy of the outdoors. Got to tell you, that's some serious stuff, polluted oysters, because you put them into the public, and it's a threat to public health. It also is an erosion of the seafood industry. In a fifth offense, I think jail time's ready for this guy. What do you think? 504-260-1870. When we come back, we're going to head to Mexico. We may have to translate in Spanish. He's down in Mexico doing some bird hunting. I'm talking about our plastic man, Captain Ryan Lambert of Cajun Fishing Adventures. His report's next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. ¿Dónde está Captain Ryan Lambert? ¿Quieres hablamos español?
Oh, mucho, mucho.
¿Qué tiempo hace en el México?
Oh, my God. I'll tell you what, I'm setting up the decoys right now. The ducks are falling in here like crazy.
What kind of birds? Those redheads, huh?
Yeah, redheads. Well, we got 100 pond this morning, so it's pigeons, pintails, teal, bottle ducks, redheads, everything.
That's great.
It's been
great,
really
great
good.
News.
Oh, my goodness.
Listen, we're talking about favorite. We're talking favorite fishing rods. What's your favorite rod to use for yourself? Not something for customers or clients. Just Ryan Lambert's personal favorite rod.
Oh, wow. I don't know, buddy.
Yeah, I know. It's tough because there's so many.
I just 7-foot medium light, it doesn't matter the brand. You know, as long as it's very light and very sensitive. And I use a lot of smoke rods myself because they're very light. And, you know, I like it very light and small reels. So, you know, I like a lot of action. I'm going to try to horse nothing. I even fish bull reds with a number 10 reel. So I'm always on the light side of everything.
You know, I was wondering, I was thinking down there in Mexico, where do you have to bring all of your gear from the United States? Do they make anything down there? Does Mexico manufacture any rods or reels or anything, their brand?
I don't know. No, we just bring everything. You know, almost the whole world uses American stuff. No matter where you go in the world, they use our TV shows, all our inventions. It's amazing that we're one of the youngest countries in the world and everybody uses our stuff.
Yeah, most of it's made in China, and then it becomes ours and everybody else uses it. We are China's best distributor.
Oh, my God. You ought to see the birds coming in here, buddy. My word.
Oh, I thought I heard a few shots in the background there. Is it shooting time yet?
Oh, no. We're just getting ready, but it's just breaking daylight, and the ducks are just pouring in. It's been a great trip. I'm going to start booking this in February, March. Anybody wants to come down here with me, you got to let me know February, March, because I'm going to book about 4 right-wing hunts, which is a high-volume dove hunt, and then I'm going to book about 3 duck combos, duck east, dove, quail, everything. So I'm going to put some groups together for this year.
Yeah, well, we'll give out your information to get the details on getting signed up. What are you hearing back home? Are you getting any reports from the boys back at the lodge?
Yeah, they're killing ducks, they're killing pigs, and they're catching fish.
So, boy, that sounds like a boucherie for sure.
Yeah, all the customers want to go back in the evening and kill a pig that's duck hunting and they're fishing. And got a big, big front coming this week. Oh, my God, look at the ducks. I mean, they're coming in 100 at a time right now.
How long is the season down there?
It goes to mid-February. This is my last. I'm going coming home tomorrow. This is my last hunt of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you to put me in jail.
Yeah, melt your barrel down. Oh, man. Yeah, you guys do some shooting down there. What's the limits down there?
Mm-hmm. 20 in the morning, 20 in the evening.
20 at supper time?
Quail. Everything. You can shoot anything you want. We were working on the pintails yesterday morning. That's beautiful watching 20, 30 pintails come in at a time. Oh, my gosh. You know, as you know, we just shoot the males, but it's still, I mean, there's hundreds of ducks pouring in here right now. Goodness. I'll get to my gun here in a minute. But there's a lot of redfish at home, and on the high tide in the evening, you catch the trout. So we're just doing our thing, and we'll get home and go right to fishing on Tuesday. They got a big front coming in, so it might be difficult come Wednesday.
Yeah, you know that next front's going to really drive even more ducks in, and boy, it's been a good year. You know, people are talking that this has been the best duck season in 10 years, and you know, you and I were talking after we saw the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service report on the fall flight index was going to be one of the worst in 20 years, and yet locally, because we didn't have the storms, the ponds were in good shape, we had droughts up north, we had early freezes, that turned out to be pretty decent season.
Yeah, very, very good season. Lots of canvasbacks, lots of different birds. I mean, it was pretty good, so I enjoyed it.
Well, there's another one in the books.
Now it's time to get the...
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Time to get the fishing rods ready for sure. All right, Ryan, if somebody wants to find out about they want to book for down at the Cajun Fishing Lodge, or they want to come to Nolay Hase in Mexico, give them that website.
They can go to CajunFishingAdventures.com, and it's just not my Louisiana operation. But to know about Nolay Hase, you have to call me at 504-559-5111, and I'll tell you about it, and we can look it up. It's pretty exclusive. Not many people get to come.
That's right. All right, well, take care of those knees and also the shoulder, too, while you're shooting at all those ducks, and we'll catch up with you next week back in Louisiana. All right. There he goes, our plastic man, Captain Ryan Lambert. Boy, he does some traveling. All right, when we come back after this, we're going to talk to Melissa Miller. Got a boat show coming to Biloxi next weekend. She'll tell you where, the times, the dates, and what you're going to find if you do go. We're back with Melissa right after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. You know, when you think of February and you're an outdoorsman, you think, well, the hunting seasons are coming to an end. February's the toughest month to fish. And always thought about boat shows. It was always a great time for boat shows. There aren't as many as there used to be, but we got one coming. It's the Biloxi Boat Show. Will be open next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And the show director, Melissa Miller, joins us now to talk more about it. Good morning, Melissa. So glad you guys
Good
got
morning,
the show
guys.
Up and running. Good to hear from you.
Listen, great talking to you.
How's the show shaping up?
So the show's shaping up great. You know, I think that a lot of the inventory issues are getting sorted out, so there's lots more boats out there. This year at our show, we've got about 16 dealers from Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Florida, and represented about 40 brands, so it's going to be a great show. We're really looking forward to it. Lots to see, lots of good products. We have boats, we have local guides doing seminars. We've got all kinds of, you know, it's just if you're looking for a boat, you're coming to the right place. If you just want to have fun, there's so much to do and see at the show.
I'm sure there'll be some fishing tackle and fishing talk. And, you know, a big part of boating now is the electronics. And I'm sure you got a lot of people there can help people to decide on which is the best electronics to go with their boats.
We sure do. You know, if you're looking for a boat, we got one. When you're there and you get your boat, if you need electronics, tackle, trailer, motor, you know, all the accessories and everything that goes with it too. We have all the guys there that'll get you set up.
Now, this is a family friendly show too. Tell me about the Kids 101.
So we really want to, you know, make sure that kids, we know how to get out on the water and be safe. So we do a little program called Kids 101. Where they learn about water safety, and they go through a few little interactive activities that are fun, and our local guides and other volunteers support it, and they teach them how to do a cast net and cast a rod and all about water safety. And if you participate in the program and go through all the little stations and learn, all the kids get a rod and reel and some tackle to get out there, you know, and get started fishing.
That's outstanding. You also have new boater safety programs, too, and that's so important now.
I think so. You know, we have a lot of new people out on the water. I think during COVID, everybody realized they should, you know, had more time to get outside and outdoors. So it's really important that all those people get all the information they do. So as more people join us on the water, that everybody's safe. So we think that's an important part as well.
And Melissa, give us the exact location and the hours of the show.
So the show is next weekend, February 3rd through the 5th. It's at the Mississippi Coast Coliseum. It opens at Friday on noon, and it's open until 8 p.m. And Saturday, it opens at 10 until 8 p.m. And then Sunday, it's open from 10 to 5. And it's $10 for adults. We have an $8 military ticket, and kids 15 and under are free.
Wow, what a bargain price you have. $10 for adults, $8 for military, and all the kids you want to bring in absolutely free. That's a great for a whole day or maybe 2 days to see everything in the show. You know, Melissa, one of the things I always liked about the boat show and recommended people to shop there was because if you take the time to drive from dealer to dealer and dealer and go see models here, you got them all there right next to each other. You can comparative shop in one place in one day.
You know, it really does. It makes so much sense. You could to see all these products, you'd have to drive all, you know, we, like I said, we have the dealers from, of course, Mississippi, and we have people coming from Louisiana, Alabama, and Florida, bringing all these different brands. So it's so easy, and it's, you're right there. You can walk around and compare all the models. And I'll tell you something else that is such an advantage is the manufacturers come in, support these dealers. So they're there. If you have any question, if your dealer can't answer it, or you have another, the manufacturers are right there on hand to talk to them too. So it's a great resource if you're in the market.
Yep.
We have people that are there that'll help you with financing.
Mm-hmm. You know, I know a lot of these dealers will also, they'll actually schedule demos for you too. You know, if you meet them and you get really interested in one, they'll actually set it up on the outside where you can actually take the boat out before you buy it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's a big part of it. So I think, well, you know, like I said, if you're in the market for a boat, it's the place to be.
No doubt about it. All right, that's going to be the 3rd through the 5th and got all kind of activities going on. If somebody wants to find out more information, do you have a website, Melissa?
I do. So they can go to gulfcoastshows.com, or you can also just type in the Biloxi Boat Show, and it comes up that way as well. And that
easy
way you'll get
enough.
A list of all the seminars. Yeah, that'll be all the seminars, what time the programs are. We have a trout pond, fishing for kids, and you can see the daily times there as well.
All right. Sounds good. A great job on the show, Melissa, and we'll hope to see you there. And good luck getting it all done. We really appreciate you getting up with us this morning, too, and talking to our listeners.
Hey, listen, I enjoyed it. Enjoyed the show.
Thanks,
you,
Melissa. All righty. Take care. Melissa Miller, the director for the Biloxi Boat Show, the Gulf Coast Auditorium. All right. That's going to wrap it up. I got a few people want to lock up our bad boy. Franklin says, lock him up, lock him up. KC says the same thing. Hadn't learned his lesson in 5 times. Put him in jail. We got someone likes the Ron Propeel's pocket fisherman from Mandeville. You still got one? Oh, I'd love to see one of those if they're still around. All right, we also got, just so many things. Oh, rooster trail tails for the rainbow trout. They're being good for the ones that are stocked. And we've also got someone says, if you cut them from the vent to the gills, you can reach in, grab that backbone, and pull it out. And it seems like all the small bones come out. I don't know if I trust myself doing that. I'd still be careful for rainbow trout bones. We'll see you next week right here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.